A state with a lot of people looking for work would probably keep you from moving to that state.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A city with a bunch of people without jobs could keep you from moving to that city.
Yeah.
But what about someplace smaller?
Oh.
We have some information in front of us that is quite interesting.
Pretty detailed.
Yeah, it could also be completely useless.
Mm.
Because when you can drive 15 minutes and be in a totally different spot with a totally different situation, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. In front of me, I have the highest unemployment rate by town in New York State, individual towns, and how many people there are without jobs. So the good news.
What's the good news?
We have to go way down this list to come up with any town near us that shows up.
Oh, that's great.
The first town that shows up that can hear us, Cannadice in Ontario County.
That's a small place.
The unemployment rate is almost 12%. Which is three times the national average, but you have to get into like the 70s and 80s before you get there.
Yeah.
So that's good. As far as Monroe County goes, can you guys guess which town has the highest unemployment rate in Monroe County?
So, and taking the city out of
it. No city, just towns.
Just towns.
Yep.
What? I'm thinking your town.
Henrietta?
No, no, no. Your old town.
What town?
Your birth town.
What town?
Gates.
Gates. All right, so you're going with Gates. Highest unemployment. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I would maybe something more on like the outskirts. I'm trying to...
Were they unemployed is the question.
Were they not working?
I was going to say...
It's Canandaigua County, but that's not Monroe County.
Okay, just give me a guess.
Let's go with...
The worst caller ever.
See, the reason the bridge is there is because back in the 1960s, they had plans in the Southwest Umbrella Highway.
What about like
God damn it.
I'm
you
blanking.
Having a tumor?
I'm totally blanking.
We're doing Where Are They Whiting in
I know,
an hour.
I know.
Right, I'm going to say Riga.
You're going to pick for
Yeah, Riga. I'm just going to go with Riga.
Yeah, sure.
You go with Riga. Okay.
Let's just do something.
God damn it. The town with the highest unemployment.
I was just trying to think of towns like smaller towns on the outskirts.
What's that?
Sorry.
I got it.
Hamlin.
Hamlin?
God damn it. I should have went with Hamlin.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, Hamlin has the 201st highest unemployment rate at just under 7%, which is 3% higher than the state average.
Right.
After that, every town in Monroe County is below 300. So we have really good employment rates here in the suburbs in Monroe County.
We're busting our ass.
That's pretty damn good for us.
Well, yes.
And just to put that into perspective, think about how bad unemployment was in the greater Rochester area when the rough times hit.
Yeah.
The big three in the 90s, right? There are Rust Belt cities that have been in recovery for 40 and 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to spin out of that fairly fast,
yes,
which is great. But this list is also kind of funny.
Why is that?
How much should a town's unemployment keep you from wanting to live in that town?
And zero.
Zero at all. That wouldn't factor into you at all.
Well, because like if the unemployment rate is bad in, let's say, Gates.
Yeah.
Why don't you go check out Shiloh?
Okay.
Or just drive up to Greece.
So you could live in Gates, work in Shiloh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people probably don't work in their town.
That would be a great question. How many people live and work in the same town?
I was thinking that because if you live in Hamlin, you're out there a little bit.
But so not much. I mean, if you're not working.
It's not Riga. Yeah.
No, Riga out there.
Well, no, I mean, Hamlin is, it is a 20, 30-minute drive into the city, isn't it?
At least, yeah.
Okay, so that is a distance.
I mean, but that's a lot of people do drive into the city to work.
Okay, but you could work in Greece, which would be a 15-minute drive-ish.
Check out Greece.
Okay, all right. Like,
there's no reason for you to be unemployed in Hamlin. It's not like, I'd like to get a job down 10 minutes away. Jesus Christ, man.
But it also makes me wonder,
don't
too,
go that way.
Like, as we talk about, the amount of people who live in the same town they work in. My dad was that guy.
Yeah.
Which was a terrible decision. He worked for the Gates Police Department, and we lived in the town of Gates. And he was the only cop that I could remember as a kid
living in the
that
same
lived
town.
In the same town.
I thought cops had to live in the towns that they represent.
For the city, you have to live there for a little while, I think.
I don't think so. I think that's only firefighter. I know my husband had to while he was going through the academy, but I don't know if that's the same rule for cops, or at least now it isn't. Maybe it used to be.
Okay. I am curious, though.
What's that?
How many jobs exist in Hamlin, end of sentence? Like, how many businesses in Hamlin hire people? Like, is it less than 100?
Well, I'm trying to think, what kind of...
I know there's a Tops out there.
There's a Tops, there's a Dunkin' Donuts.
So maybe a lot of people are if you do work in Hamlin, it's a small business, or you're self-employed in some way, you work from home.
They don't have a school district, right?
And they don't count,
No.
working on farms and stuff like that.
Well, no, that would be part of employment unless you're
not. No, they usually do non-farm payroll.
Well,
that's the way they usually do unemployment. Okay. They don't count like agriculture jobs.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's why. I don't know. It would be more out there.
What? CNN. What do you want?
Well, usually that's how they say it. Excuse me for bringing information.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me for saying something that probably isn't true because you're never right about anything.
You know I'm right. Wait,
I've never heard that before in my life.
Non-farm payroll.
My ass is burning for other reasons.
Whole kennel car.
So you're saying that that would count against the unemployment?
They don't. Well, they don't count that.
At all.
Okay. So that's why I can talk about
Paul Lynn some more. 252 WCMF. We have in front of us the highest unemployment rate per town in New York State. No place in Monroe County is anywhere. Hamlin is the only one in the top 200.
Yeah. Sorry.
They were 200 first with 7%. Every town after that is under 300. As we talk about whether or not, like, what would keep you from moving to a place due to unemployment? So a town not having good employment, that would not keep you from moving to that town?
No.
Would a city with low unemployment?
Well, that's different because, you know, if the city's going bad, you might have a tough time finding a gig that you're good at.
Okay, but there are plenty of people listening right now who drive 45 minutes to an hour to get to their job every day.
Yeah.
You could do that.
But that kind of eats into how much money you're making with the gas going up.
Okay, but traditionally, cities with lower unemployment also have lower cost of living and lower home prices.
All right.
So you could be getting a deal on where you're living, working in another city, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
But then you're stuck in your car. I guess it's a trade-off.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to do that. Much rather spend way more money to live in a nice place with high employment.
Well, I like nice.
Okay.
Who don't like nice? You're the only person that doesn't like nice things.
I like value. No.
You're a chintz. You're a goddamn chintz.
No, why would I spend more when
I
don't
have
to?
Every time your wife likes something, you start picking it, like high-end, you start picking it apart.
Shut up.
Bunch of dicks.
Every
goddamn sandwich got a backstory. I don't care about the history of the place. No Wi-Fi. Can't get the Saber game.
All of these things are true. They're all legitimate bitches. All right, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Jay writes us. I live in Hamlin, lost my job at Albion, found a new one in the city in less than a week. Takes 25 minutes to get out to Hamlin from the city. Okay, that's good. I mean, you know, low unemployment is good. Being able to find a job quickly if you lose your job is really good.
Okay, yeah,
right?
It helps, yeah.
You know how we know this doesn't matter, low town employment or unemployment? No town ever brags about it.
Yeah.
Because like every
most people probably don't even know what the unemployment rate of their town
that's
is.
True.
I didn't even know they were keeping track of it.
I didn't either. I just thought it was like a blanket like county thing.
Same, but we stumbled upon this list yesterday. Like every town in Monroe County, like town supervisor, if they wanted to run on it, could run on low town unemployment. Have you ever heard a town supervisor or mayor?
Because I don't think they know.
But now, I mean, maybe there's people listening who are going to run to the mayor and be like, "Hey, you got to say this."
Yeah, you got to do it.
Pittsford, some of the lowest town unemployment.
Yeah, Pittsford's going to be super low.
The other funny thing about measuring a town's unemployment, some towns are so small, one guy losing a gig could seriously affect the unemployment rate.
Oh, yeah.
For example, the town with the highest unemployment rate in New York State is West Union in Steuben County.
That's got to be a busted little town.
It's down near the Pennsylvania border. Currently, they have an unemployment rate of over 21%.
Oh, my God. It's got to be a ghost town.
1 in 5 people are unemployed. But the entire population of that town is 312 people.
Oh.
So that's 60 people that don't have a job in West Union. Every 3 people in that town counts as 1% of the population, right? So if a grocery store that employs 20 people were to close, the unemployment rate would shoot up like 6%.
Oh, yeah.
Could it also be, though... I'm just thinking, like, you can afford to have, like, a one-income household in some of these smaller towns. Hmm. So, like, you know, one parent, it might be more likely to find one parent working and the other one not working.
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I mean,
but you file for unemployment.
Well, no, yeah.
You
have to it's file. People looking for jobs
right.
that are counted in.
Non-farm payroll.
Shut up.
I was just
who don't
thinking
have
of,
kennel
like, reasons why people may not need it. I don't know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing good. Sun's shining. How about yourself?
I'm doing a radio show.
My question, you're inside no windows. So, question is, are they basing this on how many people or how many jobs are available in the town based on population and not considering the people that are in Hamlin that are employed but not in that town? I mean, they're either lazy out there or the poll numbers are wrong. I mean, you could drive 10 minutes to Greece to 15 minutes to Brockport. And I know people that live in Hamlin that bought houses because they're cheaper out there, but they work, you know, in Greece or in, you know, the area around
the
city.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I got a list. I got a list in front of me that I broke down. I don't know what you want. I didn't do the study, man. I just got numbers in front of me. I don't know what you want from me, Bramber.
Well, and then the other question is, is there a lot of retirees out there?
Well, they wouldn't count.
They wouldn't count for unemployment.
These are people looking for work.
Yeah.
Well, they have filed for unemployment.
They have to be retirees that don't work on a farm.
Well, usually the unemployment numbers only count people that are collecting unemployment.
Yeah, I don't know. Right, yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You got to ask yourself. The question is...
calling in to say that people in Hamlin are lazy while also saying, I know people out in Hamlin.
The non-lazy ones. Yeah. Yeah. I know some of the good ones. So we were asking what was out in Hamlin.
Yeah, like industry.
As far as employment goes, like where could you get a job in Hamlin? Yeah. Duffy on WCMF. Tops, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, and pizza joints, and two gas stations. There's got to be like businesses.
But yeah, I'm sure there's regular business out there.
Are there?
Sure.
What's like the biggest?
Every town got a business.
It's pretty spread out, though. You
every
know what I mean.
Every town got a
you
business.
Every town got a sawmill.
Nobody's got a sawmill around here.
And a cider press.
Is there a sawmill in the Greater Rochester area?
Well, we got a bunch of them.
Name one.
The old sawmill. The ye old sawmill.
Ye old sawmill.
Yeah. In the apple press joint.
Kimmy, can you Google the largest employer in Hamlin, New York? See if anything comes up there.
Yeah, it could be some big factory out there.
You know, I do wonder, too, when it comes to, like, working where you live versus having to travel. Because, look, as pointless as Rammer's call was, as you said before, you could just drive 15 minutes and find a job in another town. Is it better to wake up, drive 3 minutes, and be at your job? Or does that drive you insane because you never leave the confines of your town?
Oh.
Because, like, as stressful as the morning commute can be, there is something fun, at least I feel this way, when I'm driving to and home from work. Like, there's things happening that I don't normally see.
And it's quiet.
Yeah.
Like you're by yourself. Yeah, some people probably enjoy the time alone.
My favorite part of the day is that 20 minutes that I have completely silent in the middle of the night driving.
Everybody loves that time for you. We want more time like that for you.
But we've talked.
No, some especially guys, I think, relish that time.
You don't think women who are mothers that have nothing but chaos all the time enjoy that peace and quiet?
They love being squawking moms.
They love being squawking moms.
Which, they all squawking.
One of the other businesses in Hamlin, squawking moms.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the question is, though, with the squawking moms, how many of them are retirees that are on fixed incomes now of squawking mom?
Oh, you're talking about squawking mom retirees that don't work on farms in France and Paul Lynn at the same time? It's down next to the old sawmill, so you can't hear them.
That have been exposed to chemicals. And now you're all cut up on the show.
Kimmy, do we have the largest employer?
It just
in
keeps listing Tops and Tops Duncan could, and Dollar
so there's no
General.
Little factory. There,
I don't know. I mean, Tops could be the largest employer. I mean,
wait, did they close the sawmill?
Shut up. A grocery store does employ a lot of people. It could be the largest employer, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, think like, there's no car dealership out there
in Hamlin.
It could be Hamlin Motors. Wait, did they close Hamlin Motors?
I'd Hamlin. The jackets have to be a little more toned down.
Well, they're more like bib overall.
Yeah, I wish I would have gone because like this list was like 80 pages deep, and I just ran out of time last night. I wish I would have went and checked what Pittsburgh's unemployment rate was.
Oh, you know it's low.
Well, I mean, everybody's is low.
But no, but they bring people in to do jobs. Don't forget. Like, people go to Pittsburgh to do, like, jobs.
Like what jobs?
Like jobs.
Like what?
You know, jobs.
No, I'm asking you.
Like housekeeping. What? Cooks, maids, chauffeur.
Sawmill. You're bragging about service jobs.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of service, but those are jobs that are being taken that Pittsburgh people won't do.
Bless you.
They're not going to take out their own trash or scrub their own crappers.
Do you hear yourself right now? We're job creators. Pick up my trash, he says.
I mean, you got to think of that. Yeah, I would say Pittsburgh has the lowest.
Yeah, of course you're going to say that. It doesn't matter. You just said yourself it doesn't matter, and now you're trying to brag about
something. Well, hold on. I don't know. We still haven't seen the shakeout from the Epstein file, so they could lose a couple of guys to that.
Let's take a break. This isn't so much a whodunit, but a whydunit.
Oh.
And if you listen to this show, you'll know one man right away is going to be sure he knows the reason this happened.
What are these guys?
But there are folks in your life who can bring out this kind of anger emotion, and you don't have to be in a relationship with them. In fact, where this happened, I would argue, means that may be the case.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Canandaigua.
What happened?
A 24-year-old woman has been arrested after an incident at Thompson Hospital. Police say the woman slashed three tires on another person's vehicle around 1 o'clock in the afternoon earlier this month.
Yeah.
She has been charged with criminal mischief, court date coming up, yada, yada, yada. So those are the only details we have about the story.
Yeah.
We don't know the victim. We don't know the relation to the suspect. We don't know if the suspect works at the hospital, was in the hospital. Mm. Same for the victim. All we know, there's been an arrest made.
Mm.
Tommy,
yeah.
If I were to ask you the most likely reason this woman allegedly slashed these car tires, you would say?
Messing.
Always messing.
Oh, yeah.
And for those who are not familiar with the show, messing means?
You messing around with my man. Nurse Goodbody got a hold of somebody's husband, and she wasn't playing. She marched her ass right down to that hospital, did a little surgery on those Goodyears.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you agree with Tommy's assessment?
It could be somebody upset with, that's a place where there's a lot of emotions running high different reasons. You know what I mean? Like, they could be upset with something that person did or said that just rub them the wrong way. It's not out of the question, I guess, that it was somebody that maybe just overreacted to something in the moment.
Okay, now here's the thing.
Mm.
It's always messing with you.
Yes.
I would say
roads lead to mess.
No, that's not true, because I would say time and place suggests another motive.
Mm.
When it comes to slashing people's tires, I agree. Romance would be the first reason.
There's a lot of passion in slashing. Flashing and a passion.
Not doing it with you. No, I'm not doing it with you.
Ain't no cheesy child.
But outside, after romance, I would argue the second most likely reason this would happen.
What's that?
Coworker issues.
Okay, could be that too.
Would
you take the scene of the crime to your workplace?
Okay, that's a good question. All right, here's the thing. My argument is,
Kim, these are like two nurses mixing it up.
Or we don't know. Again, you keep saying nurse. There's 1,000 different jobs at a hospital.
Well, you said it was a female.
It was what's your point?
That's a nurse.
Or doctor.
Slashing no tires.
How do you know? I'm sure there's doctors that have been slashed, that have slashed tires. I told you I'm afraid of my wife.
She's got a machete.
Yeah.
Slash a lot of tires with that.
What's holding her back?
Well, I can't get to work and leave the house. That's what's keeping her from using the tire. Look, I would argue the closest relationship you can have to someone without banging them would be a coworker.
Okay.
You're next to them all day, every day. You rely on each other to be successful. Some folks can't do their job without that other person.
But by the way, this was a broad daylight slasher.
Yes, it was.
So to Kimmy's point, to do that at your job.
Mm. Yeah.
I ain't buying.
Why? Well, okay, but a broad daylight slashing at their job in a romantic situation makes sense?
So I'm thinking the person that got the tire slashed works at the hospital.
I agree with that.
The slasher did not work there.
I understand. Hear me out, stupid.
I'm listening.
All right. If I have a problem with my significant other,
right,
or I know that they're upset with me, why would they, in the middle of the day, come to my job, find my car, and slash my tires? It's the same argument as to what Kimmy's making. Why would you slash tires at the place that you work? It's going to be obvious who the suspect is if it's romantic or coworker.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Well, so you're saying... hold on. I'm trying to get your story straight here. So you're saying the person that slashed that tire...
I am suggesting potentially... Yeah,
that they're coworkers.
Yes.
You think my scenario is... That's her husband's car?
You just said it was messing.
Right.
Yes.
I'm saying no.
Oh.
I'm saying the car that got slashed, that woman was messing with the other woman's
husband. That's a woman-on-woman crime.
The same logic
no,
applies.
No, it's not, because they don't live together. I'm saying, you touched my man. I'm coming down.
Hey, idiot.
And I'm slicing up them tires.
Hey, idiot. 252 WCMF. Hey, idiot. If I know I'm cheating, if I'm the other woman, right? Mm-hmm. And I work at the hospital, and my tires end up slashed. I know who slashed my tires. It's midday.
Do you think somebody that slashes tires midday has logic in it?
So then what's the logic of it?
I'll tell you,
it's
rage. It's passion.
She's pissed off.
No, you're proving my point.
No, you're not.
She don't care if she gets caught.
What is more?
She's pissed off that you touched her man.
What is more likely here? 252 WCMF, 252-9263, if the allegations are true. Did she go to her significant other's job or the job of someone banging her significant other and slashing tires? Or did she get pissed at someone she works with and try to ruin their week? What is more likely, 252 WCMF?
Kimmy,
you have a
pondering look. Well, I was just thinking, could it be like almost a delayed like road rage situation?
Okay, could be that.
You know, like where somebody's trying to get somewhere fast potentially, and that person cut them off or was in a place they weren't supposed to be, so they slashed their tires.
Yeah, but then you got to tail them and hope they don't notice you that entire
time. Well, you know,
time.
But no, you don't have to tail them. You know their car. You know where they're going to park.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know.
Look, if you're, I would argue you're less likely to get caught slashing the tires of a coworker than you would slashing the tires of someone cheating on your man.
Well, if, yeah, because you know where the cameras are. If the things are being monitored, right? If you work there,
there's that. Mm. Second, you probably have problems with more than one coworker where you work. Like if I walked outside today and my tires were slashed by someone we worked with, there's like five people that could be. I'm not kidding.
Oh, way more.
Right? I mean,
even the homeless Joe wants a piece of you.
The person, if you have a coworker that slashes your tires, you may not even know that person has a problem with you, right? It's a crime that if you are too close to the person, you can't get away with it, which is why if you're cheating on, or you're the other woman, or you're cheating or whatever, again, the second the tires end up slashed, I know exactly who the suspect is. Stupid. Dumbass.
Well, whoever, they got caught.
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
I thought they got caught.
Well, yeah, no, they were arrested for a crime. They have yet to be convicted, Tommy.
Yeah, well, we'll never know the backstory.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story out of Canandaigua. A 24-year-old woman arrested after an incident at Thompson Hospital where police say she slashed three tires on another person's vehicle around 1 o'clock in the afternoon earlier this month. She has been charged with criminal mischief. Tommy, here's the story, and of course...
They messing.
Somebody's cheating on somebody.
Gash leads to gash, buddy. Always has, always will.
I am here to argue.
Shut up.
What? Put that on the t-shirt.
Can somebody go slash your tires for all of us? Actually, no. Don't wait till he gets home. I don't want to be stuck with him.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Kimmy. Miss Chudmuffin writes us on Instagram. She says, remind me not to piss Kimmy off. Sounds like she's done this before. She came up with that follow-through slash plan a little too fast. Have you ever slashed anyone's tires?
No. I have not slashed anybody's tires.
That was a really laid back no. You ever slashed tires? No. Nisa writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Could be someone who's really upset with a doctor, too. Bot surgery, high bills, something like that.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, yeah, there could be something bad could have happened to you at the hospital. You take it out on the wrong person.
Okay, and I guess that's feasible. I guess my argument against that one would be you would have to know what that doctor or staff member drives.
Okay.
Right, you would have to do so much research to figure that out. Yeah. And if you're willing to go that far, why not confront the person?
True.
Do you understand what I'm
saying?
A little
bit of a stretch.
Like, if there's that much passion, I would fear that physical stuff would happen, not slashing a tire.
Do you think the person, like, let's say it was a coworker on coworker crime, like, does that person want the other person to know it was them? Because you'd kind of have an idea.
But, I mean, you'd lose your job. You'd get arrested.
But then how do you go about your day? Like, oh, that's so weird. I wonder why just your... Like, you'd have to play dumb, and nobody's actually good at doing that.
But that would be fun, wouldn't it? Not that I would slash anyone's tires,
and you wouldn't be able to shut your mouth about it. Like, you're going to tell somebody you did
it. Yeah, you're going to brag.
That's not true. You and your buddies back in the day used to do terrible things to coworkers.
Yeah, they
didn't
all
know it was
about
you.
It.
No, they didn't. And you'd be like, oh, no, it's
no, we never slashed a tire, but we didn't make people's lives miserable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can name 10 different things just in this building you guys did. Whoa, pretty crazy. You know, the weirdest part of this story to me is the age of the suspect.
Oh.
20.
I didn't catch that part.
I said it five times.
No, you didn't say five times.
I said it five times. Kimmy has referenced the age of the suspect in this discussion. What do you think it was?
You said 20? What?
What was it? How old was the suspect?
25.
24.
Oh, is it 24 is definitely messing, man.
No, that's not what I mean. What? I mean, when it comes to... when it comes to tire slashing, I thought that was an older game. Right? I mean, not much older, but at 24 years old, tire slashing carries a lot of weight. Like, what could someone do to you in your life for whatever reason that would have made you that upset at 24? I would argue a 24-year-old is used to infidelity, if infidelity was what this did.
Yeah, but...
I would argue a
24... They don't want to be the victim of it.
Okay, but, like, look, if you're in your 20s, most people have been cheated on before. And
yeah,
I don't
but what if she's, you know, what if she got kids? You know, what if she has kids and the old man's messing?
I didn't think, yeah, all right.
You know?
Maybe.
You blew up my whole life, my family's life.
But I would argue at 24, it's much more likely that you are furious enough with a coworker to slash tires than you would be cheating on you, right? I mean, Kimmy, what would your reaction have been at 24 if a guy you were with cheated on you?
It made sense.
I mean, you're definitely figuring out the level of rage you can get to at that age, I think.
My argument was I would be way more mad with coworkers than I would with a woman cheating on me at 24 years old.
Because you weren't that invested in a relationship.
I mean, who is it?
Yeah,
but I mean, they could have gotten married young, like you got married young.
Okay. Little Diddy, yeah. Jack and Diane.
Could be.
She got a big sharp object in her hand. Boom.
Where did this happen again?
Canandaigua.
Yeah, so you know, country town, country.
It's a little gay. It's Martha Stewart out there.
No, but you also got, you know, like we've taught have and have nots.
Okay.
So there's some busted. There's some high end. I mean, she could be a poor busted girl.
252 WCMF.
With a switchblade.
She's wearing a coat of many colors, and she's got a knife in her hand.
Yes.
Let's talk to Jess. Hey, Jess, you're on CMF. What's going on?
Hello?
Jess, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Because you said it was like kind of illogic to slash somebody's tires. I'm wondering, I got a friend, she's a bartender, and she broke up with her boyfriend, and he kept on coming to her job. And one day in broad daylight, she slashed his tire because she asked him not to go there. And she ended up getting fired, but she asked him not to go there. She was having a hard time with a breakup, and he kept on coming there anyway, kind of taunting her. And she slashed the tire right in front of everybody in daylight.
Wait, she went out there in front of everybody and slashed his tires.
Okay, you said you had a question. What's the question?
Is that illogic? Because you said, you know,
no, that's absolutely illogical, Jess. I mean, there's not, short of I'm running for my life and I need to stop them from following
me. Yeah, but bartenders don't count in these conversations.
She warned him.
Can we stop? I want to hear what you have to say. No, she said she kind of warned him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you were saying, Tommy, I'm sorry.
Bartenders don't count in these conversations.
Of course they count.
No, they don't count with them.
That's a whole other universe. The hospitality business works on its own agenda.
I've seen some bartenders just do some wild things
in their
relationships. I know multiple bartenders that have restraining orders on each other.
Okay. Jess, are you here to argue that what she did was okay?
Kind of.
Oh, my God. Jess, have you ever slashed somebody's tires?
Of course she has.
Oh, she's quiet.
Look at that. No, all right, Jess, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. What percentage of women in the greater Rochester area do you think have slashed a tire?
Slashed a tire in particular.
Yeah, because I know a woman who's done it.
It can't be higher than 70%.
I don't know anybody personally. Like, when I did hear about one person, it was shocking. I don't know. I think maybe... You would see them all the time if there was a high percentage of people slashing tires.
We have a lot of these stories. We do have a lot of... Yeah.
And we do have a lot of tire dealerships. Think about it.
Think about that.
Yeah.
All thanks to the crazy women. The only time I ever watched someone slash a tire... You want the stupidest story of all time?
Oh, sure.
So I worked at Hot Shots, that bar on...
Yeah, the volleyball.
Yeah, and I did like everything over there. Like I was like jack of all jackass trades. One of my jobs was reffing their dodgeball league.
Yeah.
Adult dodgeball. So these two like... 18, 19-year-old teams are facing off against each other. There was a controversial call. I'm not making this
usually
up.
Is.
Okay, so they're furious at each other. They're, like, trying to fight each other. We break everything up. We send them out. These kids were, like, emo dorks, too.
Right.
They listen to, like, Dashboard Confessional. One of the kids slashed the tires of one of the kids on the other team because of a dodgeball disagreement and ended up arrested.
Well, he should. Yeah.
Over dodgeball.
So did he do it right in front of
him? Well, so I was outside and we looked.
So
and
they hadn't
like,
left yet.
Yeah, no. I was having a cigarette outside and he was squatting down with a like switchblade knife popping the kids' tires.
Man.
Over dodgeball.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what this was. Maybe there was a dodgeball disagreement in the hospital.
All right, maybe.
All right, let's take a break. There's this massive celebration countrywide that this drink treat is making a return.
Oh.
But here's the thing. For us, it seems it never left. Unless I found like the two places when I was a kid that sold it.
Well, you did do some busted ass shopping as a child.
What is that?
Your mama was busted ass.
What? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tahitian Treat Fruit Punch Soda is back.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was like a little kid.
So
that was the sweetest, nastiest stuff. But then I knew people used to... drink it with rum.
Yeah, that makes sense. So for those who are unfamiliar, Tahitian Treat was established in 1964.
It's like a little red punch, right?
You got it. Comes in a glass bottle, and now it's going to be sold in a can. So it was so rare. Now, it never fully went away, but it almost disappeared completely, that people were selling it online in the late 90s and 2000s for like massive markups. When it would show up, people would buy it and try and flip it.
Who wants it?
Here's the thing. Kimmy, do you remember Tahitian Treat?
Nope. No recollection.
I drank this all the time.
It's just nothing but pure sugar.
It was great. Yeah. It was awesome.
It has to be one of the worst things to drink.
Can we Google how much sugar?
It'd be better to give your kid bourbon.
Am I the only one that had Tahitian treat, or did Rochester for some reason always have Tahitian treat? Because I'm reading this story yesterday, and I'm looking at the comments, and there are guys your age that are like, oh my God, I haven't seen this in 70 years.
So I remember going to parties where they used to call it bug juice.
Okay.
So you just took whatever you had booze-wise, put that Tahitian treat in it, ice, throw it in a cooler, and just turn it into a, you know, a wicked-ass punch.
Sure.
What did you ask about it?
Well, how much sugar is in one Tahitian treat?
So it contains approximately almost 50 grams of sugar.
Oh, in one bottle?
Wait.
Yeah, 49 to 50 grams of sugar.
So how many ounces per?
That's got to be 12 ounces.
Yep, 12 ounces. Bro, 180 calories.
That's 10 grams, 5 grams per ounce of sugar.
So a gram of... How many teaspoons of sugar is that?
Kimmy, can you Google how many teaspoons is a gram?
Could that
of sugar?
Be like 10 spoons of sugar in one drink?
It might be more. Oh my God!
So like that's why people would cut it with booze and stuff because it was great for because it would take the edge off a harsh booze. You know what I mean? Did you put like cheap booze in there?
Yeah,
takes the edge off.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, just sugar it out.
Okay, so 4 grams of sugar equals 1 teaspoon.
So that had 200 teaspoons
of
sugar?
No.
Yeah, it said 50.
Four times.
Wait, hold on.
Grams of sugar equals one teaspoon.
Oh, all right, hold on. So it had 10, like teaspoons. 12 teaspoons, 12 or 13 teaspoons.
Imagine taking a cup of coffee.
Holy crap.
And put that many teaspoons.
Damn.
Like, Cubans don't put that much sugar in their coffee.
Bro, I drank that like water.
Yeah, look at your family, man.
You know what the funniest part is? I used to drink that thinking I was doing a healthier thing than drinking soda.
Like juice.
No, I would, exactly.
Yeah, no carbonation.
Like that, and I would get orange high C at McDonald's thinking I was making a healthy choice.
Oh my, how you're not diabetic is amazing.
I made it.
Everybody
family.
Got the orange high C. It wasn't just Pat.
It was funny too, like, oh, it's after sports, can't have a soda, might as well get 74 ounces of orange high C to be healthy. Okay, so 252 WCMF, were we one of the few communities that had Tahitian treat all the time? And if so, why is that the case?
It was all over the South when I was a kid.
But like, do we have like a bottler up here?
Oh, maybe a distributor.
Is that what it could be? Because like, I keep thinking about, you remember Fizz Soda from back in the day? For those who are unfamiliar, now I don't know, whatever the name of the company was, it was one of those drive-through soda places.
Yeah.
And my grandmother used to get all of her drinks that way.
Okay.
Like we drive through and they put like, you know.
Yeah, they load your trunk up.
Yeah, wood crates of like soda. Yeah. And I think that's where she got some of her Tahitian treat. There was like a little bodega store around the corner from where I grew up.
Well, definitely, you also had Jolt Cola started here. So we had some bad beverage going on around here.
Well, it depends on what you define as bad.
High caffeine sodas, Tahitian treat with 9 billion teaspoons of sugar in it.
252 WCMF. Again, Tahitian treat is back. The 1960s established drink, and people were saying in the story it hasn't been around for like 30 years, but it's always been available here.
Their audience died.
Pete writes us on Instagram, most corner stores and gas stations in the city have it available. I would walk across the street when I was in high school at Aquinas, and the place across the street always had
it. Still
did
there.
They change it at all?
No, because
it's
so
the same?
It looks like it's being sold in certain Dollar Generals by the can.
Okay. Right.
So if that's where you're
looking. It's got to be cheap then. Right, it's got to be a pretty cheap alternative to like energy drinks.
Maybe. I mean, it is.
By the way, it doesn't contain any caffeine.
But it's got 50 grams of sugar.
Yeah, you're gonna have such a sugar buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying, if you're looking
for a caffeine
like an energy drink,
if you're looking to replace an energy drink, have 50 scoops of sugar.
Or just buy a bag of Dixie Crystal and a spoon.
Do I want to try this again? It can't taste as good as I
remember.
It's
got to be so sweet and nasty.
Gosh, I don't remember this stuff at all.
Really?
Maybe like the can, the bottle doesn't even look familiar.
The bottle was glass and it had like a tropical island across the front of it. So maybe you were too far out in the suburbs to get it. Is this a city thing?
Could be.
All right. So does that mean every major city had it?
Oh, I'm sure it was national.
No, but again, like everybody talking about it online is like they haven't seen it since the 1980s.
Yeah.
So, okay. Right. I'm dying to know why we have it here and always had it here and why it disappeared from other places. Like, if anyone has that answer, Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us on Instagram. I am dying to know. And I kind of want to go just have one can of it to see what it tastes like.
You could probably just get it on Amazon.
I don't want to go out of my way. Well,
you don't want a 12-packer?
I made the mistake of doing that with one of my childhood drinks.
Yeah.
Ecto Cooler. We talked about this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for those who don't remember, Ecto Cooler was a promotion with the Real Ghostbusters cartoon show. Mm. Had Slimer on the can.
Yeah.
And I loved it when I was a kid.
Right.
And they redid it. And I bought an entire case of Ecto Cooler. And I had one can.
And?
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah. I'm going to guess this Tahitian treat is going to go down the same way. What if they don't sell it in Tahiti. What if it's banned.